Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Welcome. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. Tonight, I got a guest, Christine Siegel, and she is just she's just taking a minute to get here. Things happen between the start of the show and all day long. And anyway, what I'll talk about till she shows up is what Christine has done. She's part of the spirit mastermind to expand the world. And what she does is she opens people's minds to expand their life and see themselves and their innovative talent. And that's what she does. And she also opens people's way to see their inner self. She does vision boards. And but she also engages people in their inner self and their inner core to expand their life. And that's what Christine does. And she does it quite well. And but she really engages people in engaging in themselves and opening their wisdom to see what life is and where it goes. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Christine Siegel to the show. Welcome, Christine.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor and privilege. I was reading all your stuff that you have going on, and it's quite amazing to what happens and how you do things, and it's the way you engage people. That's what really intrigued me. But you're also with the Inner Beauty Workshops.
Yes.
And that's something that I'm really open to realizing, and I'm really engaged in myself. Whatever's going on in the outer world goes on in the inner world. So tell people something about your inner beauty workshops, because that's intriguing to me.
Sure. Basically, I am a certified holistic health coach. I went to school. I am certified. I work with clients to bring out their inner self through learning about particulars in their foods today, what's going on with the foods. I teach my clients about GMOs, genetically modified foods, for those who don't know exactly what that is. And basically, it's basically an approach to a lifestyle change. It's for people that are wanting to improve the quality of their health. And, you know, it's for that person that's serious about, you know, that's tried this and that, and nothing seems to be working. Because as I like to tell people, Rob, there's a lot in our foods today that wasn't in our foods when we were children. And things are very different today. So one needs to know exactly what is going on with our foods so they can make better choices, because the body does need nutrients, and nutrients are, you know, what we use to grow our cells and our organs and our tissues. So it's really important to have good quality foods in our system. And once that's done, that's my first step of the program. And the second step of the program is once the client is on good, healthy food and has adjusted, and the body has adjusted to that, then the brain will start to clear. Because when you have chemicals in the bloodstream, it tends to cloud the brain. So what I like to do with people is first clear the system out so that the brain is clear, so then I can begin doing some mind work with them, as I like to call it, and teach them about how the brain can function through positive thoughts and things like that to attract things to them. But in order to do that, like I said, you have to start with the food. So it's really a complete approach. It's sort of, I go from body, mind, and then to spirit at the end. And it's really the way that our bodies are designed to be used. So it's teaching things that we should have learned probably in our school days in elementary school that we weren't taught. So I mean, I do go through this whole different approach. So inner beauty is about learning how to treat yourself from the inside out, and realizing that there's no article of clothing or anything that you can go out and purchase in a jar that's going to cover up what's happening inside your body. So basically, that's a little bit about what I do in the coaching arena.
All right. Now, you said something in there, body, mind, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The body is first in life, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. You have to have a clean body. You know, you have to, your body needs to be functioning at peak performance. I mean, you know, I hate to use this analogy that a lot of people use, like they talk about a car, you know, and you're not putting the right gas in the car. You know, if you put something that doesn't belong in the car's not going to run right. So it's giving the body the best possible chance to function at its peak performance so that you could utilize all the brain to its capacity.
And now I'm going to ask you something. How is, you know, you said something a little earlier about schools. How is the school system actually a product of the kind of ingraining I want to say a controlling mindset in the people and through the food, and they're afraid to teach people what will really expand them? How do you feel about that?
That's interesting. I mean, you know, there's that that Pink Floyd video that came out years ago about we don't need no education because we're all taught like rote. There's a lot of facts and figures that are learned in school that, you know, really, I mean, I know for myself, and I know a lot of people don't use in life, and there's a lot of life skills that are left out of the school that children really need to learn. And basically, it's what I was just talking about in the program. I mean, they need to learn how to eat healthy, but parents need to be on board for that. You know, in the school, of course, the school cafeterias have the worst foods that they could possibly offer in the cafeteria. So the kid goes to the soda machine and is getting soda or juice or something that has all these chemicals, high fructose corn syrup, and all this affects the brain. So it's going to affect the child's performance in school. So healthy foods are definitely necessary for schools. But also, you know, there's a lot of, you know, motivational lifestyle techniques that should be learned in school that they're not taught. Matter of fact, I spoke about 2 months ago. I went into a local school here, and I was talking to the kids, you know, motivating them, talking about careers, and it's just amazing. The kids came up to me afterwards, and they were just thanking me for what I was telling them, because this is not the typical thing you would find in a school curriculum. So school curriculum does need to change. It definitely needs to change, and really give kids you know, that go for it kind of attitude, that and really teaching them about how the brain works and how energy works and how, you know, the whole universe works on energy and vibration. So if you keep yourself in a positive mindset, you attract positive to you. Kids are not, they don't know anything about any of that. So they might know like every war fact, or, you know, they know stuff like that, but they don't know basic necessities of how the body works. And I don't know why that's left out of school curriculum, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff left out of everything in our society. So we're fortunate enough that there are a lot of good books that are out there now, and a lot of, you know, information. This is a more of an information age, so information is getting out, whereas before it was so tightly controlled by the mainstream media. Now things are starting, you know, with the internet and stuff, you can get this information a lot more readily.
And that's very true. The self-educated are going to lead the world back to prosperity, I feel.
Yes.
How about you?
I absolutely. Definitely.
And also, you was talking there, and this is something I write about a lot. and that is history was never taught to teach us. History was taught to control us. And that's the way the whole school system is set up for us to fit into what somebody else thinks we should live. How do you feel about that?
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, we are conditioned when we are born from our parents to believe basically what they believe. So we take at face value what they tell us. So if our parents are Republican, then we're automatically Republican usually, you know, and if they're a certain religion, we become that religion, and we don't ever question where they even got their beliefs from. And there are a lot of people out there, different groups, you know, religions, you know, government, whatever, that are controlling in that way. Because if this information gets out to mainstream people and they start applying it to their life, there can be a lot of changes. And, you know, people don't want to give up power or control. So it's definitely kept so that, you know, certain information doesn't reach the masses. So, but what this information is getting out there, though. So people are learning about their true power. So that's going to change things.
Well, it is expanding, and I think it's really expanding more than we really feel. And I want you can go to innerbeautyworkshops.com and go on Meet Christine, and you can see the pretty lady. She is a very beautiful, bright lady. But she's also she's also giving you some winning wisdom to expand your life, to live your dreams, if you're listening. And Christine, how is it that we have been taught that it's always the mind first rather than the body? And see, I go spirit, body, mind. But it's really the body that leads to everything because it's the tent in where we manifest or we energize our dreams. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because everything is all related. You know, it's just, it all connects like a triangle. So it's really hard to say if one is ahead of the other because your mind is very powerful. So when your mind is functioning at its peak performance and you don't have those chemicals clouding up your mind at all, you can basically control, if you can control your thoughts, you can control anything that happens in your body, including sickness, because your mind is very powerful. And so whatever you tell your mind gets, you know, first is your conscious thoughts, then it goes into your subconscious. So once it's in your subconscious, it's like tying a shoe. So if you're always telling yourself to do something, it goes into your subconscious memory and you just do it by rote. So if somebody is always telling you something like, oh, you're not smart or whatever, if you have somebody telling you that all the time, you're going to believe that. Even if you're not consciously thinking it, you're subconsciously thinking it because that's something that you heard over and over and over again, and that creates the fear. So learning how the mind works is really important because when you know how the mind works, you can guard your subconscious when people tell you things, you can basically like protect yourself from having that thought go into your subconscious. You can reprogram your subconscious. So.
And it is. And you know something I discovered, the easiest way to expand the subconscious into a positive flow is with rhymes.
With what? Rhymes?
Rhymes.
Rhymes. Oh, I like that.
It's like I chime the rhyme in the subliminal mind to understand I can expand. And that takes over just like a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And also, Christine, there's something on your website that everybody has to know something about, and it's the vision boarding workshops.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The vision board, because the vision is the life. And tell people about your vision board workshops, boarding workshops.
Sure. Vision boarding is a very powerful tool. And basically what it is you going through different newspapers, magazines, and cutting out pictures that appeal to you And I like to tell people when I run workshops is just to kind of look through magazines and just really if something grabs you. If you look at a picture, it doesn't even have to make sense to you. I like people to not look for anything in particular. So if you're going and you're looking for, like, say you want to take a vacation and you want to go to France and you're just keep looking through magazines to go to France and you cut out that picture, then that's like you're controlling the outcome. So the best way to do it is to just kind of go through different magazines and just look at what appeals to you. And then what you do is you get a big board, and you can go to, like, you know, Staples or Office Max or whatever and get like a big poster board. And what you do is you take all these pictures that you've cut out and you pile them up into little, like, sections. So, for instance, like, you have one pile, you'll just put career, and maybe another pile, relationships, and another pile, vacation. And so you wait till you get, like, a nice little pile in each little thing. You know, the areas that mean a lot to you. And then what you do is you assemble them on the board, and they basically tell an interesting story when you do that. And I know for myself, when I did mine, I just randomly cut out pictures, and when I started putting the sections together, I realized that it was telling me something that I didn't even know. I mean, it basically told me I was going to write a book, and I never even thought about writing a book in my whole life, and all of a sudden it was just like right in front of me. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to write a book. And so it's still on my vision board, and I will someday, because now I know that that came out of that vision board project. But it can be very powerful. And once you have that information, if you keep it where you can look at it and you can visualize it, so it's out there now. And when you mentally can visualize yourself into this vision board, you will start manifesting it towards you. And one of the things that's really great to do, too, is, and I actually did this, is I printed out some photos of myself. And if I had any photo that had somebody else's face on it, I cut out my own face and I put it over it. So I knew it was definitely me. And then I signed my name to it. I put my own picture on it. So it's very personalized. So it really makes you feel like that's your special vision board. But the thing is you want to keep that handy, and you want to look at that, and you really want to really process it and dream about it and think about it and meditate on it and just let that sort of form in your mind, because the universe will then start pulling those things towards you.
And also, you said something in there, just the pictures that appeal to you. And wouldn't that picture be the one that appeals to your subconscious mind, that jumps out and kind of opens your eyes, your heart, and your subconscious mind and your third eye at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's you could look at a magazine that you would never even look at and find something. I mean, there was pictures I cut out, and I don't even know what they meant, but I like them so much. But once you start assembling them, they do start to tell a story for you. It's amazing how it comes together.
And also, if you go on to our website, it says ebooks, and you can go in there and see, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Christine, you're a Jets fan.
I'm a Jets fan? Well,
I just see the green jerseys. That's what I'm going by.
Yeah, that's funny.
You and your boy, you and your son, or whoever's in the picture with you, both had green and white, and I related that to the Jets, and
that's true. There are definite Jet fans in the house. Let's just say that, very very big Jet fans. But I would just laugh because they never win. So I just kind of. But I actually don't follow the football. But the football's always on in the house. So.
I understand that. But you can go on to where it says ebooks, and you can look over there, and see some recipes that Christine has done. And it's just an intriguing thing. But the vision boards, you know, people have to expand their visions to expand their life. Do you feel that, Christine?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no reason to think small. And that's also realizing how much power that you have in. And so if you could shut off that ego in your ego that's telling you and, you know, throwing you all that fear, if you can shut that off, then you have amazing power. It's unbelievable.
And, you know, if you want to see how an eagle works, watch the government.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm sorry, but that's the easiest way to show people the eagle, isn't it? Congress have a debate?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're going to talk about the political system. The only thing I'm going to say is that we need a complete overhaul. we need new framers to the Constitution. We need like something new because it's not working.
It is, but the only reason I use that is because it's very vivid and people can go watch it and see the eagle, and that's it. Nothing Republican Democrat meant. It's just that's the easiest way to see an eagle, or go watch talk radio, talk TV, where you got like some talk radio. You listen, that's egotistical, and when you can see it, you can start understanding where it is in yourself, because
Absolutely.
That's eagle. It's easy. It's innerbeautyworkshops.com, and you can go see, and you can see the health coaching session. Teen Young Adult Workshops. How is it for the spiritual and the coaching of the world, the way to expand the world is in the teens and the youth? How do you feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They're our future generations. So, teaching them these principles is really important. And hopefully things are going to... I really do believe that things are changing. And people are really... I hate to use the word waking up, but they are. And things are progressing and growing, and more people are banding together and doing really amazing things. So education with the kids is really important. There are a lot of schools that are now getting more involved in the movement to teach the kids their personal power and getting them more healthy foods. So I do think that the future generation will definitely make some different changes than what we've had. So I do think things will change. I think we'll see a lot of change in the next 10 years.
I think we're going to see some great, great expansion. And I agree with you, because once you start on this journey of expansion through the spirit, body, mind, however you want to say it, once you start on it, you don't get off of it because you won't let yourself. Do you feel that?
Oh, you can't turn back. No, you definitely cannot turn back. Once you're on that sort of journey or spiritual path or whatever you want to call it, you cannot turn back, because your soul needs to be fed. You know, you need and when you're on this path of self-discovery, I mean, that's what the whole ancients used to tell you, know thyself. So once you know yourself and you're on that journey to becoming your higher self or your better self, why would you ever want to go back to where you were? You just don't. You can't. It's impossible.
Once you have that feeling of that first breakthrough of an old pattern, it's over. You're not turning
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. No, you can't.
And also, I want to talk about the Master Shift. It's a global movement, and it's a blog. And you also have Freedomizer Radio called Wake Up and Live.
Yes.
Man, that's a true statement there. But the Master Shift, explain that to people a little bit.
Sure. The Master Shift was a movement we started last year. And basically what we do is we provide global meditations to the world. And we did our first one on 12/12/12 last year, and we had over 100,000 people participate around the world. And basically, we do this to raise the vibration of the planet. That's the esoteric view on what we're doing. I guess it's multidimensional what we're doing, but that is the one. We're trying to raise the vibration of the planet to a higher vibration, the energy levels to a higher vibration, to produce a more positive world. But the if you take away the esoteric, reasoning of what we're doing, and you just focus on, I guess our everyday reason is basically we're just uniting people around the world. So it's very powerful what we're doing. I'm very excited about the whole Master Shift movement. We are going to be having another meditation in September. September 22nd of this year, 2013, and that meditation is going to be a meditation to uplift the world economy. So we're in the process of writing that right now. We're in the process of writing a video that will announce this event to the world. We expect to have a huge participation in this because the global economy is something that everybody is concerned about. So this gives everybody a chance to actively participate in changing the situation. So it's going to be, it's very exciting.
And you can go to innerbeautyworkshops.com and read more about this, and also on Facebook. But there's also something about your Freedomizing Iser radio, Wake
right.
Up and Live. But you know, there's something in the Iser that makes feel your eyes when you say Iser. Fuse, energize, enterprise, anything
yeah.
with an eyes in it, feel your eyes, they open. So what? And Wake Up and Live. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
and
I have
that,
a...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, that's how simple it is. And it's at Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Is that on Blog Talk or Freedomizer Radio?
Yeah. I mean, I do a weekly radio show, 3 o'clock on Fridays, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it is broadcast on Freedomizer Radio, and I believe it's on some AM stations throughout the country also. But it is primarily on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm on every Friday for an hour and a half. And basically the show is about health and wellness, anywhere in the health and wellness realm, you know, depending on my guest. But it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing that.
And now I'm reading at the bottom. Christine is currently playing the role of Sandy Edison in Here to Us. Tell us about your ABC Live Well Network.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically in a show, and this is actually has nothing to do with any of my other stuff. It's I was asked to play the wife of the main character in the show called To Here's to Us. But right now the show is on the back burner because they're waiting for funding. So nothing's really going on with that. But it's kind of fun to play. Sort of like a Knott's Landing type of show. It's soap opera-ish kind of thing. But it was great to be asked to be, you know, to play that. So hopefully that will be on the air someday.
Well, now you see how talented Christine is. Shows, radio shows, inner beauty workshops, vision boards, the mastermind shift. And I'd like to offer you about a month before your meditation. If you want to come back, we'll do a half hour primo for it, and we'll just talk about that. You can have the MP3 to play. How's that?
Sure, I love that. That would be great. I really appreciate it.
And now I want to show the audience a couple things. If you go to innerbeautyworkshops.com and go to Meet Christine and you look into Christine's eyes, you're going to see clear. You're going to see power clear, and you're going to see a genuine smile, because most people have an artificial one trying to fake you out. This is artificial. And also, if you've been listening to her voice, it's clear, concise, and powerful. That person is somebody that can take you into the new frontier. And I really want to have you talk more about your inner beauty workshop as we close out the show.
Sure. Go ahead.
I forgot to ask the question. What would somebody gain in an experience in their everyday life when they attended one of your inner beauty workshops?
Well, basically it's transformational. And what I do is I take a photo of each client when they come to me, and then I give them the photo after the program's over. And there's usually a huge change because it's a lifestyle change. And it's just a total transformation of anybody that would undergo a program like this. So it's really quite wonderful. It's great for me to see, because I love seeing the change each week as the client comes to me, seeing the difference in the client. It's amazing. So it's a wonderful thing to do. It really is. I love what I do. I love everything that I do. As you can tell, I have my hands in many pots, and there's a lot of stuff that's not even on that bio. But I do enjoy doing a lot of different things.
Okay, Christine, I really want to thank you. Give the people some wisdom to live by, and I'm going to close out the show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what I have right by my desk right now. Somebody had said to me this a while back, and I look at it from time to time when I get tired of pumping it out there and trying really hard. But he said, success takes inordinate effort. So meaning keep going, keep plugging away at it, and you'll get there.
And that's the truth. Stubborn success has two things, too stubborn to quit and too hard-headed to know when you're beat.
Exactly.
But hers was much more eloquent than mine. Listen to her voice. She has got a pretty voice, but it's got power and innate substance behind it, and it'll expand your life. It's Christine Siegel, innerbeautyworkshops.com to expand your life. And thank you, Christine, and all the listeners.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that.
Oh, it was my honor and privilege. And can you believe it's a half hour already?
It flew. Where did it go?
It did. It did. Well, that's because you had the energy. And her energy is very excellent to expand your life with. Anyway, thank you, and good night, Christine, and the world.
Yes, good night. Thank you.
All right, good night.